It's time for our Wednesday morning conversation, and the Tomahawk Community Theater Youth Summer Workshop is underway right now. Terry Baccaro is here, first of all. Terry, thanks for being with us this morning.
Happy to be here.
All right, Terry, how long has the workshop been going on here so far this summertime?
This is our fourth year.
Okay.
And so we have two of our superstars from this year's play ready to tell you all about it.
Outstanding. And so with no further ado, we will introduce you to Stephanie Van Asten and Elton Howe. Good morning, guys. Kids.
Good morning.
Good morning. Stephanie, I was just telling you that I've got a lot of relatives with your last name down in the Kimberly and Little Chute area down in the Fox Valley. There was a grocery store there once called Gordy's Food Fair, and that was owned by my uncle, Gordy Van Asten. And so when I see your name, I'm wondering if we have any relation in our family trees.
I don't know.
You never know. And Elton, you sold me some stuff at the Tomahawk Farmers Market last year, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too. Your dad is there every week.
Yeah.
And so, how's life on the farm, Elton?
Practically the same as it's always been, but, I mean, we've got our pigs in, so it smells faintly of mud.
Okay.
So,
Yeah, pigs will have that effect on the aroma around the area.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I used to drive a truck in Iowa, so I know that story firsthand, too, especially this time of year. Wow. Okay, Elton and Stephanie, I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to be in this play here because you're part of the Tomahawk Youth Summer Workshop. What's the name of the play?
It's Knock Knock by Catherine Funkhauser.
Knock Knock. Who's there?
Us.
Us who?
Elton Howe and Stephanie Van Asten.
There you go. Good answer. You're right on your toes here this morning, you two. Outstanding. So we don't want to give away the whole play's plot, okay? So, but we do want to get a little bit, and I want to tell the folks that you're here in costume. Stephanie, what are you dressed as this morning?
A crazy dog mom.
Complete with a crazy dog mom robe on this morning. Okay. And Elton, okay, that's a clown outfit.
Yeah.
I know that. So what's with the clown outfit?
Well, it's just a very short scene where I have to get into this big clown outfit for one of the deliveries.
Okay.
So.
Hence the clown outfit here on the radio this morning.
Yeah.
Got it. So we don't want to give it away, but Stephanie, you first. What's the play all about?
It's basically about two delivery people who go to different doors and they meet all sorts of crazy people who are doing weird things.
You never know who's going to answer the door when you go knock, knock first, right? Boy, so what part do you play? Is the crazy dog lady, what's that part all about?
So I'm Helen, and she basically has a dog that attacks a delivery driver, and I make him go through all these procedures to try and keep him
okay.
contained.
I hope the driver's okay. Comes
we
out of the dog
know.
Attack. Oh, we'll never know. We have to go to the play to find out. How about you, Elton? Tell us more about your part.
So I have three parts in Stephanie's scene. I throw the dog. So when the dog, like,
well, that's not nice.
Well, not actually, like, you know what I mean,
okay,
right?
Just kind of move it out of the way a little bit. Okay, got it. That's okay.
So, and then next I am the clown. And then I'm also playing Chris, who's very simply on the run.
But we don't know from what. Maybe the law.
I'm not going to give
maybe
it
his
all
boss.
Away,
you never know.
You will know once you see the play.
Got it. Elton, why did you want to get involved with the summer workshop here with the Tomahawk Community Theater? What was it about this that really piqued your curiosity and interest?
Well, I was kind of bored during the summer, so
okay.
I wanted something to do. And when I heard that summer play was coming out, like, I was like, why not?
Your dad being a farmer, don't ever say it out loud in front of him that you're bored in the summertime, because he'll find stuff for you to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe, I hope he does not, he's not listening right now. How about you, Stephanie? What made you decide to get involved?
I was joining the theater because I love watching the high school plays, and I wanted to do that later on in life, so I wanted to get some experience before I did it.
Let me say this. I think you have an outstanding personality, and I think you're in the right line of work here, Stephanie. Elton, you too, you've got a personality that just jumps out of the microphones here, and I think that you're on a good track here. Do you have aspirations to do this beyond this summer workshop, too?
Well, maybe, maybe not. I have almost no idea yet what I'm going to do, but, I mean, acting is fun.
Yeah.
It's a career that might work.
Yeah, it pays pretty well, too, if you're successful, right? That's not a bad job to have. When is this play happening now? Either one of you, you can just jump in here whenever you want. When is it happening?
So it's on the 17th, starting at like 6 p.m., I think.
That's this Friday.
Yep.
Friday the 17th. Terry, at 6?
Yes, okay. Sir, 6 o'clock.
Okay, 6 o'clock, and it's happening at the Tom White School Auditorium. And how long should people plan on sitting in their seats, Stephanie? How long does the play last?
About 45 minutes to an hour.
Well, everybody's got that kind of time to spare, right?
Yeah.
And when they get there, are you going to promise a lot of entertainment the whole time, or is there going to be some boring periods, or what?
Oh, there's going to be entertainment all the way through.
Yeah.
We would not allow boring.
No bored people allowed.
No boring parts. Never.
Okay. You got to come for a good time, in other words, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Terry, I want to ask you a couple questions here as well. What does it take to put this together for the kids from the adult side of things, or how much are adults are involved or not involved?
There's a cast, myself and Kathy Recksteiner, Pat McLean, and then Ken Lusty is our director this year.
Okay.
And so we get together. They have auditions before the play, a couple weeks before the play, and then the adults get together and decide who did best for what part. The students are allowed to say, like, I really hope for this part, and then we know kind of that we're on the same page. And then there's costuming, there's props. Jim Wise has been our set builder. Wait till you see the set this year. It's just wonderful. Oh. And then we have backstage crew, so we have Cora and Haley and Zach, who are kind of helping backstage, make sure that all the delivery boxes are set, all the props are set, all the costumes are ready, and that nothing's missing. It's very crowded backstage right now with all the stuff that goes on with this particular play.
It's got to be clockwork. It's got to be run just real smooth or else.
Yeah, and the crew backstage, the kids backstage that are doing that, they're handling everything. So it's up to them to decide scene one needs all this, and they get it set, and scene two. So they're learning the backstage end of it too, which has really been very informative for them.
So as Ken Lusty is being the director, he's kind of a secondary kind of director, or the kids are being involved, but he's directing the kids and the play. Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
He's kind of making sure that when they deliver their lines, it's like according to what the author of the play had said. Because sometimes kids will read, and then he gets them to kind of accent the parts that should be accented. And then what we're going to learn hopefully Thursday morning is when to pause, because the audience will be clapping. And instead of just rolling right through, so he'll just say like, okay, let's pause here, give the audience time to respond, and then and then kind of move on. So he's doing, like, from what the audience wants to see, what he as a director kind of points out their strong suits, or like maybe because the other thing is too, sometimes we talk a little fast.
Yeah.
And so it gets a little mumbly, but so he's directing all that just to make them the best actors and actresses they can be.
Elton, what have you learned so far? Is this your first experience as an actor?
So I've been doing this for 4 years.
You have? Okay. So you've been around. What have you learned this time around that you didn't know beforehand? Or was this just a lot of good reinforcement this year from stuff you already knew?
I mean, this year I think, like, positioning, because we have the door that they come out of, like, all the people getting the package. So when you come out of the door, you have to position yourself so that way you're not facing away from the audience, but not facing, like, away from the person you're actually talking to.
Understood. So in other words, you have to hit your marks.
Yeah.
On the stage, you got to be in a certain spot on the stage hitting your mark, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's something kind of new. What's the best part of this experience as opposed to some of your other years involved, Elton?
So my last 3 years, two of the parts were odd, but the other one was more like normal.
Okay.
Like, I'm just this kind of normal kid. But,
and you can pull that off pretty easy, right?
What?
There's not a lot of challenge in you being a normal kid. You can pull that part off pretty easy, right?
Yeah, it's just I come in at, like, all of these moments that's, like, it just fits.
Okay.
Like, all of it.
Okay.
But this year, I'm slightly normal-er, so I have to, like, kind of blend the normal kid and the, oh, my gosh, what is that?
So, like, that's where the skill part really comes in. I would assume that you're learning some of these skills in this workshop, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Stephanie? Same question. How much acting career, how much have you done in the past?
This is only my second year doing it.
Okay.
And this year I focus more on doing, like, different accents and, like,
really
being more out there for
it. Okay. Are there accents going to be involved in your part in this play?
For my role as Carrie, definitely.
Okay. Is Carrie from overseas, or is she from down south or out west?
She is kind of like one of those whimsical grandma figures who's like believes in fortune telling.
Yeah.
Is there a line that comes to mind that you can share with us with the accent? Can you get into character just like that?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I will ask Elton a question. While I'm asking him a question, you can think about a line that you can maybe display for us a little bit if you could. So, Elton, how about you as far as the literal lines in the speaking part? I would assume that you have to learn about projecting your voice from up there on so everybody in the back of the studio, in the back of the stage area can hear you, right?
Yeah.
So there's some other skills that go along with this, not just go up there and memorize a bunch of lines.
Yeah, so we do have microphones that we're going to be using, but the microphones, like, I had a big problem 2 years ago where, like, it was, like, you know, down my shirt a little bit.
Okay.
So it wasn't really picking up my voice, so I had to be a lot louder than I meant to be, but not sound like I was yelling.
It was kind of picking up your heartbeat, not your voice.
Yeah.
Got it. Understood that. Stephanie, got a line?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything has been chosen, even your route, as you say, your path.
That's really good. I felt like I was right there in the moment. I have, like, goosebumps going on here. Right. That was really, really good. And so what about as far as learning stuff here this year, Stephanie? What have you really learned? Besides that accent thing, that can come along. But have you learned anything about this? If you're going to make this your craft, you got to take this serious, right? So what are you learning about the craft of being an actor?
Kind of like how to handle positions where somebody, like say they fell down, like you got to figure out how to get over there and help them up while also like kind of staying in character and keeping like the play moving.
Because stuff happens. It's not all perfect all the time. Things happen and you got to figure out a way to stay in character and keep the show going.
Okay.
Understood. Boy, that's a skill that'll come in handy. You need to be able to think on your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a big problem in our first play. So I'm not spoiling anything about this because it already happened.
Right.
But so the entire joke was like, it's about like the classic fairy tales. And I was one of the three little pigs. And the pigs were Jimmy, Dean, and Sausage.
Oh, gee. Like, okay.
And so we all had like these name tags. And mine was the Jimmy Dean Sausage like logo.
Okay.
Like, so I forgot to come out on the stage with that on.
Oh, boy.
And so then when my brother came out as the big bad wolf, he had my name tag. He's like, is somebody's name Sausage? And so then I was just kind of like creep out of my house and like grab it and run back in.
So that was all like he made that part of the play. You guys
all
just kind of blended it all in.
Yeah.
Nobody knew the difference.
Well, my dad said, I thought that was part of the play.
See, if you fooled dad, then you fooled everybody else.
Yeah.
That's for sure. What would you tell, Stephanie, what would you tell other young ladies like yourself or young boys that might be listening right now if they should get involved in something like this? How do they know? They might be thinking, you know what, I've kind of thought about that, but I don't know if it's for me. I don't know if I'm... What would you tell people about getting into the community theater?
Take a leap of faith.
Yeah. Just have some confidence. Were you always a confident young lady like you are sitting here right now?
Definitely.
Okay, so you didn't need any of that kind of coaching. This just comes easy for you. But do you think that you probably know other young kids who might have that issue? They're a little on the shy side. There's nothing wrong with that. And this is a great way to kind of move beyond that shy side and come out of your shell a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah?
When you're on the stage, you can kind of just like, you project a lot. So you, like, your voice is out there. And it really gives you confidence.
Hmm. And what about, when you become another character, what does that do for you as Stephanie? When you turn into somebody else, does that help Stephanie out after the play is done?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of see the world from their perspective if you get into your character. And it gives you yourself a new perspective.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
Wow. Elton, same questions for you. How would you encourage others that might be thinking about doing this? What did it take for you to actually say, you know what, I want to do this?
Well, so I kind of always made a fool of myself.
Oh.
Because, like, if this is funny, I want to do it.
Okay, so when the family gets together at Pine Grove Pastures, you're the comic relief in the whole group.
I'd say.
Okay, all right,
that
continue.
And our dog.
Okay, so you two make a good team.
Yeah.
Okay, so keep on. So continue on. I'm sorry I interrupted.
No problem. So for me, it was kind of just like, okay, this I heard this is a comedy. I want to be in this. And also, like, especially last year, I was a character called The Stink.
Oh, boy.
So, stole the show.
Yeah.
Stole the show.
Really?
It was the funniest lines in the whole show. Yeah. This guy pulled it off.
So, for me, it's always just been, if it's funny, I'm going to do it. I don't care what it comes out as. If it's funny, that's it. So, if you're somebody like, oh, wait, let's say I want to get into drama. If it's dramatic, I can do that. You can do that, because if your personality is already kind of like your personality in the play, it's just perfect.
Yeah, you can build on that.
Yeah.
Really let it come out. Who are some of the actors or actresses that you may have admiration for? Who are some of your favorites, Elton?
Well, my two of my best friends, Izzy and Noah B. We've got two Noahs in the play, so there's Noah S. and Noah B. But they're both in the play. In fact, I met Noah because of the first year.
So you're meeting people and making friends doing this, too?
Yeah.
As far as actors on TV and the big stages and the movie theaters and stuff like that, who are some of your favorites?
I don't know. That's kind of tough.
Okay, so no real role models that you're going after that said, you know what, I like what that guy is doing, I want to do that, too.
Yeah, well, this might be a common pick, but Ryan Reynolds.
Like, oh, really?
He's just funny.
Yeah.
Like, he can make this funny. That's why he has, like, you know, the guy from Free Guy and Deadpool. Like, those are funny characters.
Yeah.
So he plays them.
You can just sit there and look at that guy and you want to smile, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. How about you, Stephanie? Do you have any role models or people that you've always looked up to?
Sort of Tom Cruise.
Really?
Yeah. I like how he does all of his own stunts and he's just, like, getting into it and he's running after everything.
He's a nut. He's a nut, the stuff that he does. I would have thought you would have said something like Glenn Close or somebody like that. But Tom Cruise, huh? So you're someday your ideal role would be what? Tom Cruise's love interest or Tom Cruise's what would your ideal role someday, you think?
A female character who has like the same aspects of Tom Cruise's characters.
Oh, okay. You could be the next Tom Cruise, but on the female side.
Yeah.
Is there a woman actor out there like that right now?
I'm not sure.
I don't know if there is either. None have really come to mind. Terry, can you think of anybody?
Nothing I can think of.
No, well, then there's a niche to be filled.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like she would fill that role pretty well.
There we go. The future is in good hands.
What are some of your, looking back on this process now, the play is coming up on Friday night, as you look at these kids and how they progressed, what are some words that come to your mind about this group of kids you're dealing with this year?
Their speed in memorizing their lines. I'm just so impressed. They have 2 weeks to pull this off. And really, the first week, they're just learning who they are and so forth. And then we have the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. On Monday, we'd go off script. And so this Monday, when we went off script, I would say they're 90% there.
Really?
And I have to read a card to say, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. So when I see them memorize all the pages that they have to memorize with the inflection and with the, they're totally into their character, very convincing. We have the cream of the crop right here with our kids.
What about words you could tell moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas listening right now, if they have some kids that they are very close to that think that this would be right up their alley? How do you encourage that?
We just tell them, you know, please let us know that you're interested in this 2-week program. The tickets, by the way, I wanted to mention are free.
Okay.
Tickets for free for the...
Yep.
So come and see that. And if you have any, like, you know, curiosity about the play, come and see these kids in action. And know that they did all of this in 2 short weeks. And then if it's something you think your kids, you know, as they're sitting in the audience, like, I really want to be in, I really want to be part of this, then we would also encourage some other adults, because then we would need more adult helpers.
Okay.
Because we have 18 this time, and that's about max for what we can do for one play. And so we would love to expand it, but we need more adult help as well.
Where can the adults go, or our kids for that matter that are listening? They're on school break right now. They've got time on their hands. So where can people go to learn more about this before they take that next step to say, you know what, this is for me?
Yes. You can contact the like our website is Tomahawk Community Theater, or you could easier bet would be the Facebook page. So Tomahawk Community Theater on our Facebook page, and just respond, send us a message on Messenger. My phone number also, if you want to call me directly, is 715-966-0606, and I would be happy to direct you into our program.
What's coming up next for the Tomahawk Community Theater once the kids are done with their workshop here?
I believe it's going to be a Christmas special in November.
Okay, yeah. So we can stay tuned for more on that.
Stay tuned for more on that, yeah.
Kids, you thinking you're going to be doing this again? How about you, Stephanie?
Definitely.
And Elton, you're going to be back next year again, too?
I'm planning for going for the next 2 years because then I age out, but until then, I want to be in this.
Looking at a kid like you talking aging out makes me feel, I'm not sure how that makes me feel. Understood. You're going to go from youth program to the adult program. Got it. Understood. So this is in your blood. You're going to be doing this a while.
Yeah.
Stephanie, I'm going to be looking for you on the big screen. You're going to be the female Tom Cruise, and I can't wait to say, I saw her in my studio.
Definitely.
Kids, thanks for being here with us. It's a free show on Friday night at our school auditorium. It starts at 6 o'clock, and if you don't have, tell you what, either before or after your fish fry on Friday night. It's about a 45-minute play or so. So if you can spare an hour on Friday night on your fish fry night, please come and see these kids at the Tomahawk School Auditorium. I'm going to be on my way down south. I have a camper rented. And so as soon as I get out of here on Friday, I'm going to be heading south in a camper. But otherwise, I would definitely be there. This is the only chance that we have to see them, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, if you can rearrange your plans on Friday night, do it, because I think it's going to be a fantastic show. Elton and Stephanie, thank you very much for being here this morning. I wish I could be there. If I can maybe see, is somebody going to be filming? Is it going to be a bit like available on YouTube or something down the line?
We're not allowed to put it on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
got it.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, all right. Yeah. Maybe next time then. Okay. Kids, thanks for being here with us this morning. As they say in show business, break a leg.
Thanks for talking to us.
Absolutely. And Terry, thanks for bringing them in this morning.
Happy to be here.